We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I think every year, regardless of if you have success or not, you have to evolve your game. You can be the number one offense in the league, and people are going to study the number one offense. And if you just try to just take that playbook and just repeat it the next year, you're not going to have the same success. Or if you are, you're playing the odds right there. And so a big thing for us this offseason is, hey, what were we good at? How did teams attack us? We have to continue to improve on that. We can't just be like, hey, we were good with that. We'll be good with that next year. But we have to find ways to get better. And we obviously weren't good enough last year. And it's, hey, is there some motions that we can mess with? Some pass schemes? We got some new players. What are some concepts that we didn't run last year? Can we do it now?
Bills offensive coordinator Joe Brady. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog at 803-0550. Dig into today's practice and current events with Sal coming up in a little while. Thinking about Justin Fields, I had to run this one by you, and I haven't done so yet. Maybe now's a good time.
Okay.
So I'm in a couple of fantasy football leagues, and in one, dynasty leagues even, where you keep players for as long as you want.
Should I ask how many it is?
Dynasty?
Just teams in general. Is it? Do you?
I can tell you. Let me just see. Underdog completed 152 so far completed.
Right.
About 30 others that are ongoing, and then maybe 50 others. So 250.
Okay.
Perfectly normal number.
Couple. Yeah. Okay. Yep.
Perfectly normal yep. number of leagues.
Sure. Not alarming at all.
Okay. I have to say it every time because people go, how? And because the vast majority of those leagues, you don't do anything. They're called best ball leagues. You draft them, and it plays out. The best players each week are automatically picked. You don't do literally anything to those lineups. You'd like to.
Sure.
But you don't. You can't.
Not allowed to. Right?
That's the situation.
Okay. So, I'm sorry, what was it? Justin Fields?
I think I know the answer to this. You have to, you know, if you think it might be wrong, it's wrong, right? That's how I've, what I've gone by in life. The great John McEntee taught me that. If you think it might be wrong, it's wrong. So I got a trade offer a couple of days ago for Justin Fields. And I looked at it and I thought, I don't think I'm going to do this. Let me put this over here for a minute. And then I left it. I didn't reject it because it seemed like maybe I should think about it.
Okay.
Wasn't able to think about it at the moment. Probably because I was doing something else, like drafting a different team. Anyway, so
can't think about fantasy trades because you're drafting fantasy teams.
Right. So I left it to the side. And then this morning, when I'd heard that he was carted off with a leg injury, I remembered that this offer was sitting in my inbox for Fields. And it's a team where, even though I like him, I could afford to trade him.
Okay.
So I have other, I have Goff and somebody else. So I thought,
Oh, no.
I could just accept this trade now.
Yeah.
Because he's hurt.
And maybe, oh, wait. So if you just accept it, then that's it?
That's it.
It's binding.
Yes.
Yeah, that's tough. You didn't do this.
I did not.
Yeah.
If you think it might be wrong,
yeah,
it's wrong. And I thought, that's not really fair.
Right. This guy made this trade offer, what did you say, 3-4 days ago, a week ago, whatever.
Right.
He made it pre him getting carted off with a leg injury that you have no idea at that moment in time how severe it is. Depending on which reporters you're reading, you know, like carted off and walking or being helped off the field and then riding in a cart in a seat is different than the cart coming out on the field and you being thrown on a sled on the back of it or whatever. Like, you got to be careful. There was a lot of policing of that, of the wording, I thought I saw today.
Yep.
After that happened, because if you rush it, it can sound even worse than it is. I mean, it sounds bad enough to have to be driven to the locker room, but if you can't even get up on the field and you get, you know, the whole deal, that's a very different thing than what actually I think happened.
He walked to the cart,
right,
and then he rode on the cart, and then he walked. He got off the cart and walked in.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. In the day, the cart meant bad things necessarily.
Right.
Like, you can't move.
Carted off the field. Like, what he was, I think, actually, the way I perceive it is, he was carted away from the field. He wasn't carted off the field. Carted, that's the problem, off the field. Carted off the field implies the cart came on the field to get you. Whereas carted away from the field is just, we're just going to drive you over there to maybe do an x-ray or something, right?
You could do this for a living.
Very different thing. Anyway, good job not then, like, just activating that trade, because that would have been... Maybe that
it's a jerk move.
Is there, would there have been any recourse for the other person? Like, could they have gone to the commissioner of this league, or does it not work that way?
I don't know. Probably not. You in this on a website like that, usually what's done is done.
Right.
But I would have lost his respect, possibly.
Sure.
And
right.
That's
important. That matters. You're a player in the fantasy space. You don't want to be a guy that
I wouldn't want to do it anyway.
Like a big, right? Of course. But still, even, you know, even if you were more tempted than you want to admit, the fact that you are a personality in that space, you wouldn't want to have that scarlet letter on you. Like, you know this Shope did?
Yeah,
I watched his ADP ship chase. What is it called? I always struggle with the ship
chasing.
Like, chip. I hear people call the championship a chip.
Yes.
But it's actually ship, right?
Ship.
Anyway, yeah, you don't want to have that. It's going to damage the brand.
That's right. And other people are associated with that brand. Right. Other people exist.
Right.
And they would have had their name tarnished.
Right. You would have gotten blowback from your peers. Yes, you would have. Anybody who does something like that, that probably happened somewhere in the space, right?
Sure.
Where someone maybe just like you got an offer a week ago, didn't really do anything with it, and then saw that thing and went, yeah, I'm just going to hit accept. I can unload this guy now. Maybe he broke his leg.
I mean, I don't want to toot my own horn too much here, but like, I have quit leagues where the commissioner has done something like that.
Right.
Where it's just been like, offered.
Right.
You know, somebody makes an offer by mistake, or somebody accepts an offer by mistake. And sometimes, like, that's what happens. You always have to reverse it if asked. But when the person in charge of the league reveals himself to be somebody who would sort of play a little bit dirty, then a friend told me a long time ago, quit. There are too many leagues.
Yep.
You don't ever settle for a league that you're not happy with or you don't trust. There's too many other ones. And he's so right. I'm in one where, if I may, just one more thing. I'm in one where my team is awful and
good job.
It's not well run. I agreed to do it as a favor to somebody, and I'm easy. Like, I'm a sure thing.
So the league isn't well run, you're
right.
Saying. Okay.
I'm a sure thing. Like, usually people ask me to join, I do it. Rarely I don't, but usually I do. So I joined this league. I know some of the guys. Theo Greminger is in it.
Okay.
Other guys we've talked to are in it. It's kind of an experts league. Sure, I'll play. But the condition was it was going to be run by someone I didn't know. and people, these two organizations were working together to form a league. They asked me to play. Sure. My draft went terribly. Richardson, Watson, I struck out. You want the whole team?
Wow.
I know.
Does it get better or worse from there? Because that is
depends on how you mean it. Now a couple guys who are listening, I know, they're going to know who I'm talking
Watson.
About. Watson, Richardson, Tua, Travis Etienne.
Sure.
Who are my best guys? Marvin Harrison, JSN, Travis Hunter this year. Mm. Anyway, I might be I'm probably bottom three safely in this league.
Yeah.
And I keep waiting for when is the draft? A bad dynasty league is when there's no action. There should be action. There should be trades all year. That's why what makes dynasty fun is there's action all year. This one, nobody does anything because nobody's really in charge. And we don't even have a draft plan for a while, and what are the rules? Who's collecting the money? There's just no leadership.
Mm-hmm.
And I've thought many times, I know it's only been a couple years, and I know the guys, but I should just quit this one.
Yeah.
Because I'm frustrated. There's no leadership.
Yeah,
it's not fun.
If every time, I don't want to exaggerate here, it's your...
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Situation, but if too many times when you're thinking about it or dealing with it, it's annoying, then yeah.
Exactly.
What am I doing here?
Follow my own advice.
Right.
There's too many other leagues, but I've just kind of wimped out and I feel like I tend to want to give these things 5 years. I'll give it 5 years.
See if I can't. Straightens out.
Yeah. As long as it's got to be fun and as long as I can, maybe I can win. Right? I do win some. And so this is year three, maybe. I'm like, okay, we had the draft. Then the commissioner never did anything. He just didn't want to run it. He never wanted to run it. Hmm. He did it because this partnership happened. Never wanted to run it. And I thought, I should just get out of here. And then one day.
Or maybe you should run it.
Absolutely not.
Okay.
I got enough of that.
All right.
Absolutely not. So then one day on Sleeper, what you get, you just get these little notifications. And there it was one day. Theo has left the league.
Oh.
There's no announcement. There's no, there's no chat. He did the thing I've been thinking of doing. He quit.
And his being in it is probably a big reason why you didn't want to leave it.
Yeah, I like Theo. I like being in the league with Theo.
Sure.
I'm in too many because he's so good. But he's a friend and Theo Greminger. So there it was one day out of the blue. Mm. He and I never talked about it. Why would we have necessarily? There it was. Theo has left the league. I'm like, oh. So I texted him immediately you're quitting? And he's like, yeah, for all the reasons I've just told you.
Mm-hmm.
All the same reasons.
Right.
Nobody's really running it. Nobody does anything.
Now, do the floodgates open, or are you a jerk face if you quit on the heels of his quitting?
I mentioned that. That's what I asked him. I've thought about quitting many times. And he said, you should. It feels great. he said. It feels great. And I'm like, now I can't. You did. Now I can't leave this guy in the lurch. Now he's got two openings to fill, and it's July. You know, no offense, Theo, but now it can fall apart because nobody's paid any money yet.
Mm-hmm.
And now it can fall apart. Like, if other guys sort of have also had the same thoughts, then everybody runs for the hills and the league is dead. And I didn't want to be a part of that. So I'll make my donation with my Tua and Richardson team this year. I think I might have Minshew.
How late in the going can, I mean, can you quit at any time?
Yeah, I mean, I haven't paid any money yet. So sure.
So what happens if you get a notification that another and another, like maybe the whole thing just goes up in smoke then, right? You don't even have to quit. It's going to fold.
Right. Well, that could happen.
Maybe.
Yeah. I didn't want to be responsible for it.
Right. Gotcha.
The draft did happen. Theo had the last place team. I had the second last place team. He picked Genty, and he quit. He abandoned a Genty team.
Mm.
So, I mean, he got picked up.
I would imagine that that would have happened.
That's a nice selling point for a Dynasty Orphan team is like, we're going to give you Ash and Genty. Like, okay, well, that's pretty good.
Good building block. Right.
One of the very best assets in Dynasty would be Genty, so at least you're not completely bereft. All right, so we did the right thing. We did not accept the Fields offer after the injury news. Don't do that out there. Do the right thing. Sal Capaccio at 5, Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.